The Volume.
Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated BF Goodrich All-Terrain TAK02. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Offer deadline on Oak Street, aisle 3.
Welcome to the housing market. I'm with Redfin, and I'm here to help.
I need to sell my house.
Great. Redfin charges a 1% listing fee when you buy and sell with us, which is more than half off the usual fee, and saves you an average of $8,400.
Oh, wow. Is that all?
Yep.
I'm kidding. You had me at 1%.
Want to win? Sell with Redfin. It's real estate done right.
Average savings is Redfin refund plus 1% listing fee. Subject to minimums. Not available in all areas. Learn more at redfin.com. CADRE 015-21930.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council. Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Colin Cowherd podcast presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. No better place to bet the action than on FanDuel Sportsbook during the football season. There's a lot of reasons. It's America's number one sportsbook. Incredibly easy to use. Super safe. Totally secure. Super fast payouts in as quick as 2 hours. You're not going to get that anywhere. Also, same game parlay bets. Live betting. It's the best. Hey, if you're new, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. I did it in 15 seconds. Get started now. Sign up. Please use the promo code Colin so they know we sent you. Please use the promo code Colin, C-O-L-I-N. FanDuel Sportsbook app. Sign up.
It's Prime Cuts, the best of the Colin Cowherd podcast. Chris Mannix and I went deep on the Lakers issue and why the Westbrook move is so awful. Mike Silver, boy, was he great. The weird statement by Kyler Murray's agent and Trey Lance Jimmy G updates. Ethan Strauss, always provocative. A lot of great behind the scenes insight into the complicated relationship between the media and the NBA. But first, my top takes of the week. So yesterday I had an opinion. It's my favorite kind of opinion. It's right, but it gets pushback. That Ja Morant's amazing, and he's going to win in his career an MVP, and he's exhilarating, and he's fun. But I've seen it before. It's called Derrick Rose, Russell Westbrook, and John Wall. Hyper-athletic guards who, because they're not great shooters, need to drive to the rim and score, and eventually, it's very physical down there among the forest. They get knocked down, they get hurt, and careers are not nearly as great as they are in the first couple of years. So the pushback is, Colin, he's different. He is different. No, he's not. I watched Derrick Rose. Derrick Rose was the best highlight player in the league. So was Ja Morant. Derrick Rose was not the best player in the league. He faced, that year he won the MVP, LeBron in the Eastern Conference Finals, and LeBron totally shut him down in the fourth quarter of every big game. Ja Morant's not as valuable as Giannis. He's not as gifted as a healthy KD. He's not the best player in the league. He's the best highlight, and he's playing in Zion isn't in the NBA. But he's not a great shooter. He is a solid distributor, and people are going to say, well, Colin, he's got more depth than Westbrook. All you fanboys out there voted for Westbrook and wanted Westbrook to be the MVP because of a triple-double. If that's not balanced, I don't know what is. He averaged over 10 rebounds a game, over 10 assists a game, double digits in points a game. That's the definition of balance. That's why he won the MVP. Balance. He didn't win the scoring title. He wasn't the most efficient player. He was the definition of what many perceived as balance. He could do a lot of things well. I'm not anti-Ja Morant, but we've seen this before. Hyper-athletic guards who are not great shooters. There is no hand check. Wall can get to the basket. Westbrook gets to the basket. Derrick Rose gets to the basket. Okay, Gary Payton could not as easily get to the basket. You could hand check him. So, and I've said this, the hand check should be reinstituted to the NBA. It would cut down on small guys getting hurt. They wouldn't be able to drive to the basket as freely as they do. I'm not saying Ja Morant won't win an MVP. I'm not saying he won't be a great player. I'm not saying he won't be a Hall of Famer. I'm not saying he won't lead his team to playoff victories and series victories. But titles are not, they don't go through point guards. I mean, Magic Johnson doesn't even have a comp in NBA history. He was a 6'9 point guard. Don't compare him to Magic. But to last in this league, it is not attacking the basket as a little guy. That's not how you last in this league. LeBron James did something about 10 years ago, and LeBron is such a savvy player. Even at 6'9", 255, 260, LeBron started pulling up and shooting jumpers, even though he can score at the rim at will. Still to this day, he can score at the rim at will. But LeBron doesn't want the body taking that beating, and he's 6'9", 255. LeBron's smart. Lasting duration. I mean, even Michael Jordan. Jordan's career, in my opinion, could have been longer. He finished at the basket so much. You know, Dwayne Wade did not age as well as LeBron. Dwayne Wade hit the floor a lot. Another non-great perimeter shooter. Now, D. Wade is thick. D. Wade could handle it. D. Wade had a great career. But I absolutely believe if D. Wade was a better shooter, attacked the rim less regularly, he'd still be playing today. He would have aged better. But in the end, he kind of fell apart. Look at Westbrook now. He's beat up. Wall's beat up. Iverson at the end was beat up. None were great shooters. So could Morant develop into a better shooter? Absolutely. And it would be the best thing for him. But let's not deny we've never seen this. Oh, absolutely. Derrick Rose was the most beloved player in the league. Dude got a $100 million shoe deal and wasn't playing. He was so beat up. Is Ja Morant better than Derrick Rose? There's no guarantee of that. There's no guarantee of that. Derrick Rose was the MVP. Spectacular. High flying. Didn't have a great jumper. Had to finish at the rim. And how did it go? This is not an anti-Ja Morant rant. It's an anti-little guy attacking the rim. He's currently number two in the NBA in scoring in the paint. Number two. To a center, can't last doing that. At some point, you got to pull up. You got to distribute. Got to let others score at the rim. A lot of different reports out there about Aaron Rodgers wanting $50 million and people saying, wow, I mean, Aaron denying it. This is just, listen, first of all, the best quarterback won every division last year. Increasingly, the rules are telling you, if you don't have a star quarterback or the second best quarterback in your division, you're not going to be a playoff team. Things that are interesting and noteworthy, though, people tell you what they care about by their decisions. If you go back the last 20 years in the NFL, think about this. Unless you have a quarterback named Brady or Manning, you're not winning a Super Bowl if your quarterback is a top five cap hit. The exception, Brady, Peyton, Eli Manning. Matt Stafford this year was the ninth biggest cap hit. So if you start looking at the players this year that were 1 through 8 in cap hits, Russell Wilson, fourth place, Kirk Cousins, disappointing, Aaron Rodgers, Matt Ryan, Jimmy G, Big Ben, Derek Carr, Carson Wentz. What does it mean? You can't have that third great receiver. You can't have that second top pass rusher. Maybe you're weak at center. Listen, I'm for guys making whatever they can. Well, Colin, Aaron's not married to a supermodel. But Aaron also doesn't need a $40 million house in a big, expensive city. He spends $1 million probably to buy a little place in Green Bay. Not married, no kids, all the money is his. Listen, we can make excuses. I'm for pro athletes getting what they want. But I've said this about Russell Wilson. People show you what they really need or care about by their decisions. Hey, I love Troy Aikman, and I'm happy for him. And I text him when he left, and he texts me back. I've always liked him. But he wanted to get paid more. He's not going to get consistently as good a games leaving Fox. We know that. I worked at ESPN, Monday Night Football. There's a lot of dogs in those games. And I don't think he's going to have a broadcast partner nearly as talented as Joe Buck. I don't hold it against Troy Aikman. He's like, hey, man, I've been doing this a long time. It's time to go look around the league. Look at what Amazon offers Sean McVay. Look at what Tony Romo makes. I'm going to make some bank. I got no problem with it. People tell you what they want by their choices. And if Aaron Rodgers wants to make $50 million, God love you. But last 20 years, that kind of cap hit is not a Super Bowl team. Also saw a really interesting story. Ollie Marpet, a top five, maybe better guard for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, he's retiring. And I mean top five guard in the NFL. And he's 28 years old, excellent player. And what it shows you is two things. The power of guaranteed money. Those guys in the trenches now, after they wrap up that second contract, 30, 40 million, if they're elite, they don't need to play any longer. Ali Marpet's body wearing down. It also shows you the power of Brady. Think maybe he stays around one more year with Tom. Gronk's going to leave. Ali Marpet's going to leave. Remember, after the Buccaneers won, everybody came back, the coaches and the players. You know, you talk about great players like Tom Brady. It's not just the commitment he makes. But when Tom comes aboard, players historically take less, become less mobile, want to stick around for another year. Ali Marpet is a tremendous player, has every right to retire. But there's part of me that thinks if Tom were to run it back again, Ali would have played one more year. Covington, Masvidal, the rivalry will be renewed this Saturday night. FanDuel Sportsbook making things even more exciting. This is awesome. Offering new customers 30-1 odds on either fighter, Covington or Masvidal. That's right. You can win $150 on a $5 bet. Sign up now, FanDuel Sportsbook. Use the promo code Colin, pick the fighter, get ready to win big. I'm going to take Colby Covington by decision over Masvidal in what should be a hell of a UFC 272 main event. FanDuel's quick and easy to get started. You get your winnings fast.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5, that's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves, food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
Tons of different sports and bet types to wager on. It's the number one sports book in America. I love it. Don't miss your chance to cash in on one of the biggest fights of the year. Sign up, FanDuel Sportsbook. Promo code Colin, C-O-L-I-N. Use it today. 21 plus and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Indiana, and Louisiana. Permitted parishes only. Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 Arizona, 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat. Connecticut, 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Indiana, Jersey, and Virginia, 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana, 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan, 1-877-HOPENY or text HOPENY 467-369 in New York, Tennessee. Redline 1-800-889-9789 Tennessee. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia.
We just can't seem to catch a break, huh? So many rough fire seasons. But we made it through. And now there's another risk. All that charred soil and burnt vegetation can lead to floods and mud flow. I know, but you've got this too. And one way to get this is to get this flood insurance. There's no rest for the West, but with flood insurance, you can rest assured that you're ready for whatever else nature throws at you. Protect the life you've built at floodsmart.gov/wildfires.
It's the sound of another sale on Shopify, the all-in-one commerce platform I love to start, run, and grow your business. Shopify gives entrepreneurs the resources once reserved for big business, so upstarts, startups, and established businesses alike can sell everywhere. Synchronize online and in-person sales and effortlessly stay informed. I love Shopify. Have for years the tools and resources that make it easy for any business to succeed from down the street to around the globe. Shopify is more than a store. Connect with your customers. Drive sales. Manage your day-to-day. Reach customers online with an ever-growing suite of channel integrations and apps, including Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Pinterest, and more. More than a store, Shopify grows with you. Go to shopify.com/Colin, all lowercase. Shopify.com/Colin for a free 14-day trial, full access at Shopify's entire suite of features. Shopify.com/Colin.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Well, my guest today is a fascinating guy, Ethan Strauss. You can subscribe to his Substack at houseofstrauss.substack.com. I am a follower and a frequent listener. So you had something very interesting the other day, and I thought it was fascinating. It was NBA local ratings. Hmm. And it told us a lot about the league. Okay, there was a, you know, you and I have talked about ratings before. And let me start by saying, all these leagues make their money. Everybody's dying for content. Hockey has not only a huge Canadian television contract, but a massive American TV contract. And yeah, virtually nobody watches it in America at a national level. So people need content. But what I found that was fascinating with it, A, Golden State, the Warriors had by far and away the largest number. Second was Cleveland without LeBron. At the bottom of the list was Brooklyn, full of stars, Clippers, full of stars, Lakers, middle of the pack, though full of stars. Here was my takeaway on Cleveland, is that Milwaukee was also way up there, and so was Philadelphia. So it wasn't a market thing necessarily. Cleveland's not a major market. Ethan, my takeaway was, we, team, and us matters.
Yes.
That if you have Darius Garland and young players, Evan Mobley, you can bring on a Jared Allen. But the audience wants to feel connected to the players. And they don't when you bring in KD, Kyrie, Harden. That they were next to last in ratings. And the Cavaliers without LeBron are a strong number two. That was my takeaway on the list. Teams, Milwaukee, Philadelphia, Embiid's been there a long time. Teams that feel cohesive, not only in the locker room, but to their community. It's not as star-driven as we think. That was my interpretation. Yours?
That is also my interpretation. And it doesn't matter if the media has been lecturing so much of the public that they shouldn't care. And I'm going to get into a broader media theory of how the NBA went wrong here connected to this. But yes, I completely agree. People like familiarity. They like feeling that they saw somebody grow up before their eyes. There's a connection. It matters. You can't just program people into loving teams they never loved before either. If they never loved the Clippers, it's going to be hard for them to start loving the Clippers or the Nets if they love the Knicks. But I think where the NBA went wrong and how it promoted itself, it's a funny quirk that I don't think anybody could have predicted. I think what happened, Colin, is that it became such a fixation as to who breaks the news, and it became a war. Woj versus Shams, that became the focus. Well, the problem with that is this. You need agents in order to win that game. I'm not saying I could win that game, by the way. I'm not looking down my nose. I couldn't be that guy. It's not in my skill set. But you need to do what agents want in order for them to feed you. And so the media members started talking from the perspective of agents. And that's a problem because the perspective of agents is at cross purposes with the perspective of fans. No fan ever watched Drew Rosenhaus behind a podium explaining why a star was in a holdout and thought, that's my guy. He's speaking my language. So I think in addition to what you're saying, a lot of the promotion of the sport got out of whack because it started to be about this guy's unhappy. You should be sensitive. You shouldn't be mad at him because he failed you. He wants out. Oh, he wants out again. And a lot of people just changed the channel. They didn't want a sport that featured a bunch of guys that really were advertising no concern about them.
You know, through the years, you were an NBA reporter. Through the years, I have watched NFL reporters. They're all different. Glazer, very connected to players. He's not a volume reporter. It's more of a big story guy. Schefter's a volume reporter. Peter King ignores the draft. He's more of a storyteller. Ian Rappaport, story breaker. Schrager's kind of occasional story breaker, but a contextualizer and a personality. That all these NFL reporters have a lane. So in the NBA, I'm sure that's the same, but it does feel like Shams, Woj, and a lot of them are story breakers, not as much contextualizers. Now, correct me on this. Give me five or six NBA reporters that you would view similarly to my sort of labyrinth of NFL guys, how each one fills a different tunnel. In your experience with the NBA, line them up. How did you view them?
So I think Zach Lowe and Kevin Arnovitz are just incredible at writing an article that explains the NBA to you. I think Zach Lowe, probably the most valuable media member on the NBA side because he can do so many things. He's got an incredible versatility. It's not just the writing. It's also the granular observation. He's completely sourced up. He's also a good interviewer. He's a direct interviewer. And so he's filling a variety of roles as far as getting in with the players in that Jay Glazer way. I would say Chris Haynes is really good with that. So I would view him in that capacity. You mentioned the newsbreakers, and I'm probably offending a lot of other people, but that's how people are getting slotted in. And there are a lot of great storytellers, to be sure, a lot of great writers. I just don't think that the sport, and especially ESPN NBA, has been emphasizing what they do over the last few years.
Yeah. I mean, listen, the Woj thing is interesting because you spent some time on this and it got, I imagine if you looked at your numbers, it got good feedback, right?
Yeah.
That he didn't think the Harden-Simmons trade would happen. Woj is not wrong often. You know, my takeaway on Woj, I don't know him. I've talked to him a couple of times. You know, I had heard he could be kind of territorial. I heard that 10 years ago. He could be very territorial. So was Peter Vesey. You know, very combative. I don't think Woj is as combative, but he could be, so you know him better than I do. But when you were critical of Woj, what was the pushback? What did you hear that maybe wasn't public?
You know what's funny, Colin, about what I do? And I've learned a lesson from it. I don't get any kind of pushback anymore. And it's funny to me because back when I was at ESPN or The Athletic, I would get a lot of pushback. You know, I say something about the NBA doesn't like, I'm getting lit up in a phone call. I say something about a player that the player's agent doesn't like or somebody else in the team, I'm getting lit up. And maybe some people are publicly critical now, but I've learned a lesson that there's no real leverage point when it comes to what I'm doing. And it's taught me that the amount of pushback you get isn't necessarily about how angry you make someone. It's about how much they think their anger can influence the situation. And so that didn't really happen. I got more people coming to me and saying, hey, that's what I was thinking. I can't say it. I would have gone further. And I don't even think the criticism, Colin, is all that much. I'm with you. I think that you're great at understanding this, that people's strengths are indivisible from their weaknesses, right? I think in order to be what Woj has become, you need to have just a burning competition within you. You've got to be somewhat ruthless in the pursuit of your goals. And I'm just looking at a 30,000 foot view and describing what's going on with the league, how it's kind of messing with ESPN's coverage in a way. And I'm just describing it as dryly as I can. But as much as I would like to say, hey, there was some sort of criticism that came to me on it, it really has not happened. It really didn't go that way. And maybe I'm just not reading enough because, frankly, I'm not on Twitter a lot.
You still get information despite not being in locker rooms nightly. I am a believer that the one thing you can't change with an athlete is indifference.
Mm.
You love the sport or you love what the sport provides for you. I don't buy Ben Simmons. I don't think he'll ever be solved. I don't think he's competitive. I don't think he loves the game. They've often said this about NBA centers. The reason there's so many busts is because they were 6 feet 11 in seventh grade.
Yep.
And basketball was just the easiest thing for them to do. You know, Ben Simmons is almost 6'11" and a guard. I don't think the Brooklyn Ben Simmons thing is going to work. Using your access, I've heard he's just not. I've heard he's odd, not a great guy, indifferent, doesn't love the game. What do you make? I think Harden in Philly is going to work magically and quickly because I think he's just one great player joining a very positive, optimistic, joyful locker room. What do you hear about Simmons that maybe I haven't heard?
I just remember there was somebody in the league, a player who met him, and the first question Simmons asked him was, what's the first car you bought when you came to the NBA? And that caused this player to go, that's not a good sign that this rookie is coming. And this is the first topic of conversation. It's not what do I need to get better at? You know, how do I acclimate? Like that's the focus. Now, you could accuse me of overreading that or oversimplifying. I think we have swung way too far in this other direction, and you've called it safetyism, of almost doubting our own instincts in media and trying not to be critical in that way and not insinuate that a guy has a lack of love for the game. But I think that is an anecdote that reveals something. And I agree with you. And maybe there are criticisms of James Harden that he could be checked out or parties too much or whatever. But the thing about James Harden is he's a basketball genius. You know, he might not ingratiate himself to you as a fan when he's flopping and figuring out new and creative ways to get a foul call. But you ask Quinn Snyder, coach of the Jazz, and he will speak reverently because he's had to game plan against James Harden and figure out all kinds of ways to stop him. And the guy just always seems to solve the puzzle. You know, he didn't solve the puzzle against those great Warriors teams, but it's a hell of a problem to solve. But Harden's a basketball genius. He's MVP level. And if you want to talk about the inner media game and how it influences the reporting, in the aftermath of that trade, it almost seemed like NBA media was saying, hey, it's pretty even. I like Ben Simmons as a fit. I think that has a lot to do with James Harden not having an agent and Ben Simmons being represented by one of the most powerful agencies. That was even the ruling on that trade, I believe, has something to do with it.
All right, we have him at The Volume. He's the host of Boxing with Chris Mannix, the podcast on The Volume. He's spectacular. And also, you get a lot of free money with him and his boxing bets. But today we're talking NBA hoops, senior NBA writer for Sports Illustrated. So I've watched Harden and Embiid twice. And I watched the whole game, or I'd say about 90% of it today with the Sixers. So my takeaway is it's much easier to bring one talented player, albeit sometimes disengaged, one quality high-end Hall of Fame player into a joyful chemistry. Embiid's having an MVP year. You know, Maxey's going to have to scoot over a little bit. But, I mean, this is a good team, good chemistry. And I thought it would work fairly quickly. Now, I'm not going to make – I thought the ball movement today was fantastic. It is the Knicks. I'll get to Brooklyn in a second. But I'll tell you, two games in, and these aren't great teams, but what I watched today, I felt like Harden was incredibly comfortable. He was happy. Not always the case. You know, Embiid's a remarkable player, but aesthetically, I'm like, kind of works. Now, Tobias Harris isn't doing much. Is he the odd man out? But it kind of works, right?
I think it works I think it will work extremely well this season. It might even work to the point where they win a championship, because you use the word happy with Harden. And with him, that's always kind of the operative term. You know, when he's happy, he plays really well. Like, you know, there were times during his partnership with Russell Westbrook that they looked dynamic together. You go back to last season in the brief, whatever, 200 minutes that Durant, Irving, and Harden played together, they worked really well. And a big reason was because Harden came into that situation determined to make it work. Like, he was going to find a way to make sure he fit in opposite Kyrie Irving, to make sure he'd become more of a playmaker. He saw his shots per game go down in that first season in Brooklyn. And I expect him to do that over the course of this season. Not only, you know, again, and you're right, it's, you know, Minnesota and the Knicks, and we'll see when they play one of the top tier teams, but I expect him to be deferential to Joel Embiid, to try to be the 1A to his 1. I expect him to do everything he can do to make sure that Tyrese Maxey doesn't skip a beat. What I worry about with Harden is year 2 and year 3. And what happens if Embiid goes down with an injury? Like, this is the risk of James Harden. Like, if you're going to tie yourself to a player and commit $270 million to him, he's a risky guy to do that with, because he's proven in back-to-back stops that when he doesn't get his way, regardless of contract situation, he can throw the kind of tantrum that'll get him kind of pushed out of town. So, I think they're going to be excellent this year. Maybe they don't win a championship, but I can see that team in the Eastern Conference Finals and yeah, with a lot of momentum going into next year. But next year worries me. Year 3 worries me. How this player operates, you know, once he gets a little more comfortable in his surroundings and decides he wants to be the guy once again, that would worry me.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. He's obviously a high-maintenance guy. And, I mean, listen, Aaron Rodgers, I mean, look at his NFL career. There's a lot of drama, you know, calling out front office people, weekly press conferences, stirring people up with his vaccination status. But I also think, I mean, I can live with a lot of that maintenance. Here's where I would defend Harden over Kyrie Irving. The Houston situation was untenable, but it was kind of a mess. I don't think Harden's the easiest guard to play with if you're a guard. But I would make the argument that Embiid's the first great center he's played with. Like, he shouldn't have been deferential to Clint Capella. Like, you know, and so when I look at Harden, I'm like, I get him looking at Embiid and saying, okay, shit, I got Shaq. Okay, because I think he sees himself, and rightly so, like an Aaron Rodgers, sees himself as sort of, you know, above about 98% of the players. I think Brooklyn would have worked. I always felt Kyrie was the issue. I mean, when you start saying the world is flat, your vaccination status, going, you know, sage in the locker room, you could have reported that. Somebody reports that. I don't feel Harden's weird. I feel James is high maintenance. And I can live with a little bit of that. I mean, that's my takeaway, that Kyrie's a different bird altogether here. Like, I'm not sure Kyrie's workable anywhere.
Well, you might be right about that. And, you know, we'll get to the Nets, but if this season goes off the skids, he's going to bear the blame for, you know, detonating the championship hopes of maybe 3 franchises, throw Cleveland and Boston into that mix. Where I worry about Harden, and maybe you're right that, you know, you play with a big like Joel Embiid, and all of a sudden he sees his Shaq and he sees the opportunity to win championships. But
he can be Kobe.
He could be. But I'm old enough to remember, Colin, last year when, you know, he was saying, you know, I understand it's not just about, you know, numbers for me. It's about, you know, winning at this stage of my career. And my problem with Brooklyn, and maybe you can't foresee what is now happening in New York, where the mayor is all but saying that after March 7th, Kyrie will be able to return, but he didn't really give it much of a chance. I mean, Kevin Durant goes down, the going gets tough, and James Harden, like, quite literally gets going. Like, he decided he'd had enough. That's my big issue. Like, and again, I don't think it happens this year. Like, I think this year is great, all smiles. I mean, hell, at one point, Jimmy Butler and Joel Embiid were all smiles. Jimmy Butler and Ben Simmons were all smiles. Like, it can work in the short term, but what about, like, next January, like a game against, yeah, Minnesota, playing Minnesota again this time next year. And what about when Joel Embiid sees Harden dribble 18 seconds off the shot clock, go to the basket and fling something at the rim? Like, you know, Embiid, like a demonstrative guy, like you think he's right. just going to kind of put his head down and run back. He's in a way, he's like Shaq in that respect. He's not going to keep his opinions or his feelings to himself. That's what worries me when those two clash. And I just believe it's inevitable. I mean, on paper, 5 years of James Harden, Joel Embiid, that should guarantee you deep playoff runs and at least one championship during that stretch. But, you know, year two, when these guys start to, these two, and I forget where they rank in the NBA, but top five-ish, you know, in terms of ball dominancy there, in terms of having it in their hands, like, I wonder what happens at that point.
You know, twice LeBron has ditched Ohio for the more glamorous aqua water of Miami and L.A. And now they've got these really good young players. I mean, Darius Garland's been sensational. They made a nice move to get Jared Allen, LeVert. They've got Sexton was hurt, but he averaged like 23, 24 last year. You start looking at their young players and you're like, man, this is an ascending team. They're like fun. And I said to Joy, I said, I'm Dan Gilbert. I'm that GM. When LeBron came out and said, hey, I haven't closed the door on Cleveland. And I said, who said it was open? I do not believe. And their ratings, Chris, are the second highest locally in the league. This city loves these young players. Like, if LeBron's camp calls and said, I'll come back, I'm like, how many times can you get burned? I don't believe they'd make a move. Like, I think the door's closed. I think Cleveland, next to the Warriors, they are the most watched local basketball team professionally in America. I don't think they take LeBron's calls. Again, I sound like a loon, but what do you make of it?
If they didn't, they are crazy. Unequivocally crazy. You know, this is that, like, this. So I experienced this, right? Living in Boston, I cover a lot of the Celtics games. What was it? The 18 playoffs when they had that magical run. Gordon Hayward goes down in his first year. Yeah. 17 playoffs, I think it was. Gordon Hayward goes down. They rattle off 18 wins in a row, whatever it was, after the injury. Kyrie Irving goes down. And Terry Rozier, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, teenagers, early 20-somethings, push the Cavaliers to 7 games in the conference finals. And everybody's like, wow, this young team is great. It's going to be great for a long time. That was the honeymoon year. That's what Cleveland's in right now. The Cleveland Cavaliers and the Charlotte Hornets are in the honeymoon year where they can do no wrong. You know, if they get bounced in 4 games in the playoffs, nobody will care because, wow, wasn't that team fun to watch? Everybody's watching. In year two, expectations are ratcheted up. So great year this year, Darius Garland, Evan Mobley, Jared Allen, do it and then some next year. You better get to the second round of the playoffs next year. You better get to the conference finals. And that's hard to do. And it's going to be hard to do for the next 3 or 4 years, as long as Milwaukee's at the top, Philadelphia is at the top, Brooklyn is dynamic. Look, I love all those Cavs you mentioned. I wouldn't put them as favorites to beat any of the teams that I just mentioned. Now, you add LeBron into that mix. Even with all the baggage he brings with him, all the drama he brings with him, you become a championship contender. Where the Cavs have a different level of power here is that they're not the cellar dwellers they were back when LeBron came back the first time. They can dictate some of the terms that LeBron James comes back on. In a way, they, you know, he needs them more than they need him in that situation. But they do need him. They do, because you go into next year, and this team goes on like a 4 or 5 game losing streak. And all of a sudden it's, oh, maybe Garland was kind of a fluke. Maybe he wasn't that good. Maybe Jared Allen, Evan Mobley don't work together. Maybe 2 7-footer doesn't work. Maybe this Lowry marketing experiment, which I can't believe has actually worked for them this year. Maybe it's not good to have 3 7-footers basically on your front line. That's when the criticism comes in. So, you know, it's perfume and roses around the Cavaliers right now. It's all good with what Cleveland's doing right now. But next year, if they don't make that jump, the criticism will come. And if you have an opportunity, whether it's via trade next season, which I'd love to see them do, I'd love to see them try to package Colin Sexton, draft capital, Lowry marketing, whatever it is, to try to extract LeBron from LA. But if it's next season or after that, they better aggressively pursue LeBron James. To me, it's basketball malpractice if they don't aggressively pursue LeBron James.
Okay, so I'll throw this out to you. So the Lakers brand could withstand trading LeBron. And if Cleveland was a suitor, you say, okay.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HEARD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HEARD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves, food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
Hey, we want Evan Mobley played at USC. We're taking him. At that point, if you have Garland, Jared Allen, you have size with Garland's a guard, but you have size with Jared Allen. I want Evan Mobley, your next three number one picks. I throw somebody else in. and make it a salary wise, I'd have to make it a 3-team deal. I'd have to get some veteran, right? Hope maybe an expiring contract, whatever it is. But my takeaway is, I think the Lakers would deal him. Back to our initial LeBron story, I don't think this city is desperate. I don't think the Lakers, you know, I heard this years ago about Peyton Manning. Jim Irsay loved him. But he's like, when you get a quarterback as big as Peyton or Favre or Brady, they take the franchise from you. Like Jeannie Buss, there's a sense. And I, you know, the contacts I have with the Lakers, they're not going to do that. They're not giving LeBron this franchise. And I do think if you gave them Mobley, multiple picks, some other high-end player.
Deal breaker. No way are they getting Evan Mobley. Like,
okay, because that to me, that's where I'd make the deal.
Yeah, but I wouldn't make the deal if I was Cleveland. If I'm asked to throw Evan Mobley at the mix. I mean, Evan Mobley, like, you can see kind of
25 a game by next year.
Say what?
I think he could be a 25 a game player by
Like next year. He's AD. Like he's the second coming of AD, and maybe in a weird way, potentially a little bit better defensively. I mean, his contest numbers, no, you get kind of in the weeds with advanced stats sometimes, but the shots he contests on the perimeter for a 7-footer are wild. Like he gets to everything defensively and changes shots from everywhere on the floor. I wouldn't do that. I would say to the Lakers, like, you can get a couple of first round draft picks. Sure. Colin Sexton's only what, like 23 years old. Has been a 20 point per game scorer. Lowry Markkanen is just filler. Take some.
Yeah.
Colin, it's not good, but you know, the Lakers can't just, you know, put LeBron out there on the trade block. I mean, I guess they could, but there's only a finite number of teams he's really going to accept a deal to. Like, Denver would 100% make a run at him if the Lakers tried to deal him. But outside of a couple of teams, they're not going to trade for LeBron because of everything that kind of comes with LeBron. Cleveland, you know they would, or at least you think they would, and it would make sense for both sides. But you can't. Evan Mobley, if I'm Kobe Altman, I hang up the phone. I don't even text back. I don't reply to the email. Are they still faxing nowadays? I don't send a fax back. Nothing. I do nothing that involves Evan Mobley playing for another team.
Make sure to check out the Draymond Green Show. I brought Draymond Green into the volume because one of the more entertaining voices in sports, unique perspective, understands behind the rope, also chops up with guests like Gary Payton, Zach LaVine, Tracy McGrady. Make sure, download the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts, only on the Volume Podcast Network.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder. And our family bonds grow too, because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home, just waiting for the... And there they go, almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
All right, let's bring in my buddy Mike Silver, who's got all sorts of shit today. I mean, it's loaded. He's sending me pics of Matt Nagy and Bruce Arians. Okay, we got to start with this. So you were the first person a year ago, and this is hard to do with social media, to take an unpopular decision for a beloved player. I took one today when I say about Ja Morant. I've seen it before. It's called Derrick Rose, Westbrook, and John Wall. Great highlights, young, fascinating, twitchy, super athletic. Doesn't shoot particularly well yet. Attacks the basket, and it will not last. He will get hurt, and nobody wants to hear that. A year ago, you said, Kyler Murray's difficult. He's not a great teammate. He's not a good leader. He's just amazing. And there are people that push back on that. Well, today, Greg Jennings on my show said, Larry Fitzgerald told me. They rolled out the red carpet too early, and his personality changed. And this is essentially what you reported a year ago. So congrats to you. And now let's segue to this. I did not like what Eric Burkhart did. I understand he's an agent. I thought it was clunky and transparent. What do you think Arizona does?
Well, it's interesting. First of all, I can report, because I am at the Combine and I'm seeing lots of people, I can report to you that nobody has called the Cardinals in the, more than 24 hours since that all-cap statement landed. Nobody has even poked around and said, hey, would you guys trade him? And I was shocked. I said, I would call if I were another team. There's a lot of teams that he'd be a big upgrade, right? Nobody has even poked around. Now, I'm 99.9% sure that those calls would be met by, we're not trading them, don't even bother. But I'm surprised that the overtures haven't been made, because there's so many teams that need a quarterback. It's business, and agents will do what agents do. I thought the statement could have been a lot shorter. As an editor, I'm not an editor, I'm a writer, but I would have said, hey, we want more money than they're offering. That's a quicker way to, it probably without the all caps.
Instead of the menu.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, you got to understand context, right? Chuck Pagano was a very successful coach of the Colts early on, and he wanted a contract extension, and it was time for him to get a little more money on paper. But he went in the day after they lost the AFC Championship game to the New England Patriots 45-3, and said to the owner, Jim Irsay, hey, what's up with my contract? And it did not go well. Kyler Murray just had not just a bad playoff performance, but a bad body language playoff performance. And we've talked about Aaron Rodgers' body language, how you felt about that in the playoffs. We've talked about Jay Cutler. We talked about Cam in the past. This was a bad body language. And by the way, when you're getting murdered or obliterated in an elimination game, and your quarterback, we know at the very least, is faster than everyone on the field, and he's not even trying to run, that's a weird signal to give your,
yes.
your team. He ran twice in that game.
Okay.
And I don't look.
By the way, none of his teammates have come out and defended him since his agent released that statement. Not one.
Right. And listen, I try not to worry about the drama as much in these contract things. It's always leverage. It's always business. We've been through it on our end. We know it's, you could take a lot of things personally. At the end of the day, it's business. The agent releasing the statement is business. The Cardinals saying, yeah, whatever, we'll pick up your option and we control your rights. I do think the most likely scenario is he comes back and plays and they try to patch it up. But I'll go into this year the same way I went into last year, which I said to you publicly, which was, I'm worried that if things start to go a little bad, we could have a big tailspin here. On the other hand, they might be like last year and start out, what were they, 7-0? I mean, they were great early. And then it'll be, can Cliff and Kyler finish? They did lose Hopkins. That changed some things. Bad playoff performances happen and people bounce back from them. But I want to say they have no reason to blink. they could even not get, extend him and he'll come back and play. He loves, you know, I think he loves being the quarterback on game day at least. And, during, you know, when he's in the facility, I think he loves it. Unlike some guys. So I don't want to say, oh, he has no work ethic. He works. He's just not one of those, from what I've heard, live it, breathe it, eat it.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson, you know, Peyton Manning guys, which is okay. He's a young guy. But I think it'll probably, you know, I think all these quarterback situations will probably work out. Russell Wilson of the Seahawks, it's still murky and weird. Probably work out for another year. Aaron and Green Bay, the people I'm with, Packer people, former Packer people, people who know him, they think he's going back to Green Bay.
Yeah.
Deshaun will get traded, but, you know, Derek Carr will probably stay. You know, Kirk Cousins will probably stay. But I'm not 100% convinced, because if Kyler really wants to dig in and say, okay, fine, go into the season with Brett Hundley or whoever it is as your guy, he could do that. And he is a baseball player who got drafted very high.
Yeah, I had an NFL Pro Bowl pass rusher tell me a year ago, Kyler Murray does not like to get hit, and he thinks he'll leave for baseball in the next 3 or 4 years. That was somebody who hit him. He said, Colin, I've hit Russell Wilson. I've hit Aaron Rodgers. He's like, that kid doesn't like to get hit.
I mean, I get it. I would not like to get hit. I don't think most quarterbacks like to get hit, but some tolerate it or fake it better or hang in longer. But yeah, I mean, if baseball is an option, look, I mean, we've got kids. I would love to see my kid be an awesome NFL player, but if my kid could also go play baseball instead, yeah. I like football better. I think football's sexier, but I'd be a lot less worried about his well-being. I get it.
So Arian says he won't help Tom Brady out of retirement. He said, I'd want 5 number ones. And it's funny, like, I think people will read that and go, ooh, bad blood. And my takeaway is, well, why would you help out Brady? Like, I'm sorry, but it's a competitive league. This is an intramurals.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, BA, we love him for his authenticity and his willingness to speak plainly. But in this case, you know, sometimes these things are leverage plays. And I think this would be the case. If Tom Brady came to Jason Light and Bruce Arians and said, listen, man, we had 2 great years. I came here. We won a Super Bowl. We competed for another. They're going to put your names in the Ring of Honor someday and mine. I've always wanted to, you know, go home and play for the 49ers or own a team and be a part owner of the Dolphins or whatever it is. I'm not saying you just say yes, but there's a karmic case to be made. Like I came and honored my end, and, you know, at the age of 44, right, or 45, won a Super Bowl. So I think it could work out. But I would agree, just leverage-wise, the play is don't just say, yeah, we'll let Tom out. It's the same thing as the Saints. Like, if Sean Payton really wants to go coach the Cowboys and Jerry Jones really wants him, he's not coming back to coach the Saints. But I don't think the Saints are like, oh, cool, here you go. Take him for a 7. I think you keep the
line. Right. I mean, again, I think Fox wants me to succeed in life. There are limits, right? Like going out and competing against them in the market, they got limits.
Right. Right.
At The Volume Sports, Twitter, Instagram, go to our YouTube page, At The Volume Sports, subscribe.
We just can't seem to catch a break, huh? So many rough fire seasons. But we made it through, and now there's another risk.
All that charred soil and burnt vegetation can lead to floods and mud flow. I know, but you've got this too. And one way to get this is to get this, flood insurance. There's no rest for the West, but with flood insurance, you can rest assured that you're ready for whatever else nature throws at you. Protect the life you've built at floodsmart.gov/wildfires.
Mama, what does the chicken say? Dog. Cat. Giraffe.
Giraffe, really?
Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the-right-seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Want to increase your salary? Discover your earning potential with CareerBuilder. CareerBuilder.com knows you have superpowers that make you good to your job. They're called skills. And CareerBuilder.com has tools specially designed to help you move up, like CareerBuilder Colab. Check out resume examples. Learn what recruiters are looking for. Search salaries. And view different career paths based on your skills. You'll be amazed to know how many ways you can use the skills you already have to build your future. Visit CareerBuilder.com.